Good morning. It's Morning Edition on WHYY at 6:45. I'm Jennifer Lynn. As hospitals are bracing for a surge of COVID-19 patients, many people outside of hospitals are trying to help, and some do what they can by providing food to healthcare workers. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports hospitals now have been getting daily deliveries of donated food.
One day last week, 45 pizzas suddenly showed up at Einstein Medical Center in East Norriton. The next morning, 200 fresh croissants and bagels arrived at the campus in Montgomery County. The hospital's chief nursing officer, Anne-Marie Papa, came out to the parking lot with a rolling cart to get them.
You know, coming with a delivery like that, we don't have to have people going in and out and delivering all kinds of things for themselves. They can come with one big delivery and it makes a huge impact because there's less people and less traffic, which is really what we want to try to do to help flatten this curve.
The COVID-19 pandemic is starting to impact local hospitals, and area restaurants are reacting by sending over so much food that some hospitals have had to set up systems to receive and distribute it. Einstein, for example, is asking people to call ahead to schedule drop-offs so that they don't have spikes of donations, effectively flattening the food curve. But it's all accepted with gratitude.
The anxiety related to COVID-19 certainly exists out in the community, but I don't know whether people really understand the level of anxiety that exists among our staff.
This is Einstein President Beth Duffy, who gets a little choked up when she talks about her staff.
When you're caring for a patient, and I wish you could see this in our institution, you have to wear so much protective equipment, and it's hot, and it's heavy, and it's anxiety-provoking. We need to make sure that they get an emotional break from that, and this kind of donation really allows us to do that.
Today, Einstein will begin getting regular deliveries from Sweetgreen, to national healthy fast food chain. It has created a system of food outposts serving staff at Jefferson Hospital and Children's Hospital Philadelphia, as well as hospitals in New York, Los Angeles, and Washington, D.C. The Four Worlds Bakery in West Philadelphia is the one that sent over those 200 croissants and bagels. They have been making deliveries like that every day for more than a week. It's not just good for hospitals, it's good for the bakery, says owner Michael Dolich. He had to close his shop to customers entirely. Only bakers are allowed inside. Even Dolich isn't allowed inside his own store for safety reasons.
Our volume is way down. We're really much less efficient in what we can produce in the bakery.
A small bakery like Four Worlds needs to be able to produce a certain amount of bread in order to make it financially worthwhile to fire up the ovens and bring in bakers. And right now, with no walk-in customers and just wholesale business to local grocery stores, there just isn't enough market to keep his bakers employed. So Dolich came up with a plan to ask the public to bankroll sending bagels and croissants to area hospitals.
We had the ability to produce croissant in there, and we had no market to sell it to because all the cafes and restaurants were closed. But we just decided, you know, let's give it away, and maybe people will contribute to that, to giving it away. And so people can support the bakery and also support the people that are really out there stressing for the benefit of all of us.
Dolich hopes to reopen his retail bakery with a touchless system where customers and staff will never physically interact. Until he figures out how to do that, though, most of the bread production will be feeding nurses, doctors, and other medical staff. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.